At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Storms. Storms over Europe, storms over Great Britain, storms over Scotland. I go to Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. The storms of Britain these last days have swept over the coastline with staggering effect upon especially the villages near rivers. Simon is in Edinburgh, and right now Edinburgh has been spared, but snow is coming. At the same time, the storms in Ukraine are affecting everybody's prospects, especially in the markets. So I begin with Simon's report of the storms of the British Isles through these last days and his reflections on the storms of COVID-19, still with us, although the pandemic is said to be loosening its grip. Simon, before we head to Ukraine, the storms of these last days have been spectacular to see videos. Have they hit Edinburgh as hard as they've hit parts of England? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. No, they haven't. It's been rather remarkable that we haven't really had much of a problem here. I would point out that it's frequently a little bit windy and quite a lot wet here in Scotland, and that always includes Edinburgh as well. But we haven't had anything like the dramatic storms and pitchers and trees being thrown down and people being killed. Nothing like that is really happening here. We are told that there is going to be a snowstorm over the next few days with lightning within the snowstorm. That will be interesting if it hits here. It is definitely colder today than it was yesterday. And looking at the sky, it certainly looks like there are snow clouds up there waiting to dump themselves onto us. We'll see what happens, but nothing has been life-threatening so far. Yes, there's been flooding, but you know, like I said, there's a lot of water in the air in the UK, even at the best of times.
And the storms of COVID-19. In London, the Prime Minister has lifted every mandate I can find, facing questions about his conduct during the first year of the pandemic. How is it for the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon? Are you seeing your mandates lifted comparable to London's?
Well, almost, but not quite. This is really interesting. And I'll take people back who maybe don't recall this, but back from the very beginning of the pandemic, which is 2 years ago now, Nicola Sturgeon has been very fast to clamp down on what we're allowed to do and very slow to lift up when compared with England. So Scotland and England have different rules, different governments that do this. And she's been very reluctant to sort of ease up on stuff. And it almost looks like she and her party want to control the population with lots and lots of rules. However, she seems to have backed off on this. And on March 21st, legal restrictions will end. So that is the legal requirement to wear a mask when you go inside a restaurant, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And all those things, they will be lifted. However, the companies, shops and businesses will be allowed to have their own rules and say, well, you have to have a mask to come in here, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a good sign. There was worry that Nicola Sturgeon was going to keep all the rules in place until the Edinburgh Festival, which would have been, I think, a complete disaster for the Scottish economy on top of everything else. So that's what's been happening there. It allegedly is coming off on the 21st of March. I'm looking forward to that and not wearing a mask again, except when maybe I have to, but that'll be a rare event.
The invasion of Ukraine has set the world capitals on the phones and in communication about what is to be done. Sanctions are being announced. The question is energy when it comes to Scotland. Your bills were already very high for natural gas, for electricity. I've talked to Berlin, seeing the same thing. Do you see a spike at any point now in these last hours, or are we waiting for that determination?
Yes, we've seen a little jump. and it might not sound little, but a little jump in the prices of natural gas already. So on February 21st, it was 72 on this index that I'm looking at, and then it went up to 83.998, so almost 84. So that's quite a big jump in basically a couple of days. However, I would point out that it's way down from where it was late last year. So the very high prices we saw at the back end of last year have subsided. Now, we did get a little jump now, but I think what's happening is that generally high prices, and all of these prices are way, 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 way higher than they were a year ago, they're coming down because high prices attract supply. And part of that supply is coming from America in special ships that liquefy the natural gas. So that's good. Petrol will continue to go up. We've seen Brent crude up there. Right around 100, you know, right pushing on 100. I don't think that's going to be avoidable. And that's a worldwide phenomenon. You're going to be seeing that in the US. We already, they're talking about $6 a gallon gasoline in California already. So that's something we'll all have to live with.
Yes. Now, about the energy prices, Britain has sources of energy that are discontinuous with the continent, Germany, for example. And I recall the decision made in Whitehall to reawaken your natural gas and your oil offshore in the North Sea. Do I remember correctly? And is that still ongoing?
My understanding is that's ongoing. Here's the thing about restarting an oil drilling or a gas drilling operation is that it's not a tap that you turn on and off like it is in the bathroom. You turn the taps on to fill the bath up, and then you turn them off when it's got enough water in it. That doesn't work with oil extraction. One of the things is when you stop pumping oil or when you stop piping gas, the wells can clog up and corrosion starts to occur on all the metallic stuff that's in there that you've put down there for use with the extraction. So it could take a little while, but I think they're going to continue to do that, and we'll see what happens. I hope they get to be able to extract more of that before we're all bankrupt by high heating bills.
I mentioned the foreign minister of Great Britain, Liz Truss, in these last hours has made remarks suggesting that this conflict in Ukraine is going to spread to all of Europe. I believe she told the Times Radio that if Mr. Putin and the Kremlin has not stopped here, then she pointed to the Baltic states. That isn't quite pointing to Great Britain, but it does suggest that the possibility of disruption of energy supplies is upon us. So let's move to the larger story of commodities. Food security is now the question. Simon, you've reported on the soft commodities, essentially the foods. I have a Bloomberg chart in front of me showing that the commodities in general have been spiking since during the pandemic. And do you expect that to continue, especially wheat and other soft commodities?
Yes, I would expect that to continue. And what's very interesting here, it's a combination of bad weather on the foodstuffs and the crisis in Ukraine. So Ukraine is one of the world's largest exporters of foodstuffs, particularly wheat. If you add up the export market of Ukraine and Russia, it's almost 30% of the world export market. That really is an incredible amount. So any disruption to Ukraine's ability to grow wheat or export wheat will have a global effect on prices of wheat. We're already seeing that start to spike up. Even more than what was happening because of the bad weather. So Minneapolis wheat, which is the hard red winter wheat, is now almost $10 a bushel. And we've also got soybeans, which are now $16.51 a bushel, which is another incredibly high price. Historically, a bushel is just one of the measures they use in agriculture across the world. But these are not good situations. What happens in Ukraine to the crops, if the crops get burned because of war or military conflict or bombs going off, then it will be felt around the world. You may still be able to get your wheat, but you'll pay more. These are global markets, and they will affect everyone, everywhere. And that's just the way it is, and it's rather sad. So we're keeping a very close eye on what happens in Ukraine. So far as we can tell, no mass fighting, and certainly no destruction of crops, which is a very good thing.
And finally, the bad news just keeps coming. The Bank of England's Andrew Bailey said the crisis presents upside risk to inflation, while the ECB's banker Bill Roy emphasized the need for flexibility in the face of worsening tensions. Traders revived bets for a Fed rate increase of 50 basis points. So the storms just keep coming, Simon. Right now, I would say the only happy moment is where you were last summer. Occitane in France. I see a beautiful high over Occitane. Maybe everybody should be looking for a refuge like the south of France. Simon Constable, he is in Edinburgh where the storms are expected. Snow with lightning. That pretty much describes the discord we see after the invasion of Ukraine by the Russian military and hard remarks from the capitals of Europe towards Moscow. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.